Hello?
Hello. Yeah, hi, sir. This is Alan DeCosta one more time, okay? Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you.
Now go to the eBay one more time, sir. If you are in the eBay, go to the eBay.
Okay, I'm at eBay.
Now, just beside that edit, you will get to see something which says delete. Tap on delete. If you can see that, tap on delete.
Delete?
Yes, tap on delete.
Okay, I'll press delete on my card.
Now, simply give a click on delete. Now, what is going to be happen, sir, those frauds, sir, who have your eBay account details, definitely they have your card details also, because if your eBay account was hacked, that just simply means your card details is they are using for making a purchase, and if your card details is hacked, your bank is also connected from that account. So if you can see, maybe you can see one more a card was added there, right? You need to delete that card also. Simply delete all the cards.
Yeah, okay.
So what is going to be happening, sir? Your details is going to be safe if your eBay account is going to be hacked. Now, what you need to do, sir, if in future you are making any purchase, I will just request you, whenever you're making a purchase, pay by them a card, and when you make the purchase, you need to simply delete the card from the eBay. So it is going to help you to secure your details only, okay?
Okay. Do I need to ring my bank and cancel that card?
No. Because, see, right now your details were safe, okay? Now, right now, what we need to do, the second procedure is done, only that we need to go ahead and cancel the transaction, then we need to refund your money back. So as we can see, sir, the money was going to be deducted from ING Bank. So do you deal with any ING?
Yes, I am with ING.
Okay, so can you do one thing? Can you go ahead and check that any money was deducted in the name of eBay at today's state transaction, and just let me know. Apart from that, don't give me any of your banking details over the phone, okay?
Okay, I'm looking at the bank statement now. Nothing has come out like that today, nor yesterday.
Yeah, just trying to check that, okay?
Yes, it looks like it's okay. Hello?
Yes, sir, just give me 1 minute. What I will do, I'm just talking with my accounts department, so we can go ahead and see that the transaction is in pending or not, okay? So just wait for a second. And by the meantime, you can do one thing, sir. You can check all of your account. Do you see any pending transaction or not, or any suspicious transaction which is not made by you? You can go ahead and check that.
Yeah, I'm looking. No, everything on there looks like it's proper from me.
Just give me 1 minute, okay?
Okay.
Hi there, sir.
Yeah.
You are on your banking right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, have a look, sir. If you are in your banking, on the very top left hand corner, do you see the arrow which is pointing backward? Tap on that arrow.
Yes.
And
yes.
Will you please, okay, and after that you will get to see the 3 bar on the very top left hand corner. Tap on that 3 bar. And you will get to see something which says account. Tap on account.
Yeah, I've done that.
Now, will you please let me know one thing, Mr. Neil? As we can see, sir, there was some fraud, sir, is also trying to use your banking details, and they just connected to one of the application in the name of ZipPay. So do you deal with any ZipPay or Afterpay, anything like that?
No, I don't.
And you don't deal with a ZipPay, right?
No.
Okay, can you, because as our server find out the transaction can be made through ZipPay also. So can you first simply go ahead and log out from your bank or minimize the page of your banking and go ahead and check that. Do you have any ZipPay application? Because our server just find out that there was
no,
a ZipPay. just try to just minimize this banking page first. I will let you know what you need to do. Go back to your home screen of your mobile.
Got it, only.
And just try to have a look, sir. Do you have any Zip Pay application on your mobile? Just try to have a look, okay? If you can see any Zip Pay, please let me know.
Yeah, I'm looking now. Yeah, hang on.
And apart from the ING bank, do you deal with any other bank?
No.
Okay.
Now there is a CP, but I've never used it.
Okay, you just install the application. Because I'm trying to tell you, Mr. Neil, as we can see, those fraudsters is trying to make you register on the Zip. So we need to go ahead and make you unregister from there. So you're just telling me that you only deal with our ING bank, right?
Yes.
Not a problem. Just give me a moment because I'm just getting all the reports so we can block all those fraudsters and also we can make you unregister from that place, okay? So just wait for a second. Yeah, what they've done, sir, they just make you register from their platform with the help of your name, your contact details, okay? So we need to unregister.
Okay.
Just give me 1 minute. Let me have a word with my accounts department, okay, Mr. Vinil? Wait.
Yes.
Okay, you have Zip application. Click on that Zip application if you have Zip application. Now you can see something which says sign up. Tap on sign up.
Sign up or log in?
Yes. Click on sign up. We need to make you unregister. Tap on sign up first. Click on sign up. I will let you know, Silly. I will show you each and everything, how they make you.
I'm not gonna create it here.
No. You don't need to create your account. As they register your number, we just need to deregister your mobile number from there. Okay. So no need to worry about anything. Do you see sign up now?
Yes.
Click on that. Now you will get to see the as they register your mobile number. When you are going to put the mobile number, it is going to ask you for code. So just put your mobile number there. Okay. And remember, sir, while doing all those things, please remember that you no need to read out any of your personal details over the phone because this call is recorded for quality and training purpose. If you're going to tell me anything over the phone, I'm going to lose my job, okay? I'm just here to guide you only, okay? Put that code. If you received any code from our side, put that code.
Yes, I'm putting it in now.
Definitely. Put that code.
373.
Again, you're reading out the numbers, sir.
Okay, it says, I know you weren't eligible for a Zip account.
So you can understand those fraudsters is just trying to make you register on the Zip, but they are unable to make you register as we block all those persons. Do you see? Oh no,
yes.
You're not. Yes. Now I want you to simply go back to your home screen of your mobile. Okay. Go back to your home screen. Now you are just telling me one thing, sir, that you just deal with ING bank. Apart from that ING, you don't deal with any other bank, right?
No, because you can see
that the one more credit card was attached there. So that's the reason I'm just trying to ask you, okay?
Okay.
Just wait for a second.
Hello? Anybody there?
Hello, is anybody there?
Are you there?